Welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Nesya Tamar, Bas Elisheva Tova. She should have bracha v'hatzlacha or brius hashlema. And the pasuk vayichar leMoshe me'od, vayomer el Hashem al tefen al munchasa. Moshe became very angry, and he said to Hashem, "Do not turn to the mincha of Korach v'Hadasa." What's this mincha? So Rashi explains l'fi pshuto. Haktores shehem makrivim lefanecha machar. When they bring the ktores tomorrow to see who's for real, so don't listen to it, don't accept it. Al tefen elam, don't turn to it. The mincha, so Rashi says, is the ktores. But lechora doesn't make sense. The whole idea of the bringing of the ktores of the 250 people is to prove to everybody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Aaron Dafka, like Moshe Rabbeinu says, Boker v'yoda Hashem es asher lo, etc. V'zesher yivcha bo yakvi v'eilav, kulechem machdos, esnu bem eish, v'simu lehem k'taris lifnei Hashem mochar, v'esher yivcha Hashem hu HaKadosh. So God is going to show us in the morning who's chosen. And if that's the case, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to daven to Hashem and say, Al teifen al menchasam? Did Moshe Rabbeinu think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to accept their k'taris? He has to have a special tefillah, al tefen al menchasim. Avanti's not going to accept their ktoris. They're not the chosen. Sheila nosefet, ubepele shelo yiru al kach. Behemshech devrei Rashi. Vamed v'shoyim yodeh ani sheish lem chelek b'tmidei tzibur, av chelkom leikubu lefanecha l'rotzon. Tenichenu eish v'lo sochlenu. The Medrash says, I know that they have a chelek in the tmidim of the tzibur, and their chelek should not be accepted in front of you in goodwill. Let the fire leave it and not consume it. In other words, the bringing of the ktores in the boker was after that akrabas tamid shel shachar, because their ktores was like the regular avodas haktores that comes after that akrabas hatamid, because tamid shel shachar is before all other inyanei avoda. Olas tamid he takdim him, it says in the Rashi Tzav Vav Hei. And we also understand Bipashtus, even before we learn the Pirtei Dine Karban HaTamid in Parashas Pinchas, that since the Tamid is a Karban Sibor, it's before it precedes the Ktaris of the Yechidim, the Masayim V'Chamishim Ish. And on that, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Al Teifen El Menchasam, don't accept their Mincha. That before Yodeas Hashem Asherlo Aydeh Ktores, it should already be Nikar. In other words, before you show with the Ktores who you're gonna choose, you should already show in the Karban Tamid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't be Makabel the Chelek of the 250 people. Tenichenu Ha'esh, let the fire leave it, and Lo Tochlenu, and don't consume it. So here the question is, that since Rashi was Makdim Shelefi Pshuto, it's referring to the Ktores. In other words, despite the Kasha that we had, why we need such a tefillah, it's Pshuto that it's talking about the Ktores, because there's a Teteret to this Kasha, as hopefully we'll see. So why does he add Hamed Yush Oimer, which is talking about the Tumidei Tzibur? There's no Kasha here. If there's no Kasha, what's Rashi coming to be Metaretz? And he has to go al pi midrasho. Rashi has to go with an agada that's miyashevis is hamikra. Why does Rashi have to go there? Rashi could just stick with his original pshat. The pashup pshat is that it's talking about the ktaras, that's the mincha, and not the carbon tamid. And we can add that we also learn a dvar chiddush benogei la halacha. With respect to the Nesimus Machtis Hashekah for the Korbanot Tzibur, there's a din of Yimsuim Letzibur Yofi Yofi. You have to give it Belev Shalem, Rosh Hashanah Zayin, Reish Amid Beis. Why? Because the Torah's Mammon of the Yachid has to be Misbatel, has to be nullified, and now it has to be a new Metzias of Mammon Tzibur. It can't be a Shtatfus of a lot of Yechidim, it has to be Mammon Tzibur. Ve'al Pizeh Eino Muvan. Now we don't understand. How's it Shaykh to say Chelkom? Their chelik and the Tumidei Tzibur should not be miskabel lefanecha l'ratzon, let the fire leave it and not eat it. The Machtis HaShekel was misbatel b'taris mamon yachid. Now it became Mamon Sibur. Has it Shayach to point and say that a Chelek Mesuyim B'Karban is their Chelek? And therefore, Tinichenu Eish V'lo Tochlenu. There's no individual Chelek in the Karban anymore. So we have to say that from Dante's Gedringen, Mikan Muchach, that even after the Metzira L'Tzibur, Yafi Yafi, even if you give it, they give it over very nicely to the Tzibur, there's still some Shaychas to the Yachid. And therefore, there's room for the Bakasha of Chelkom Lo Yekubel. Like we see by Arichus, Nachronim, in the Mefanech Tzfunos, based on the Rugged Shabbos Torah and Perek Dalet, other places. Nach HaChidish, we're talking about a Chelek that's Pachas Mishav Pruta. Because the whole event of Machlokas Korach, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Al Tefen Ulchasam, wasn't Besmichus Mamish the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they started to be Makar of the Karbonos Tzibor from the Trum of the Machtes HaShekel, but rather it was a number of months after that, in the Svarim, in the Seder Olam Rabbah, and Perakhes, brought in the Rashbam, and Tosim Bavabasra, Kufiotes, Samet Aleph, they make the Cheshbon. In other words, they already used the Machtes HaShekel for a number of Karbonos. So there's really not that much left. So therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Al Tefen Ulchasam, Chelkom Lo Yekubel, it's not been ogel the karbanos sheekrivu lifnei hamaora that they didn't sin yet, and it's also not referring to the karbanos that they were makriv la'achar hamaora, because then, after this event, they were already gone. Either they were burned and they were swallowed up by the earth. Rather, ben ogel the karban tamid, they were makriv at this time. Tamid shel shachar. Since this is the case, so the chelik of the Messiah Mechamishim Ish, that each one gave a machtes HaShekel for the whole year. So you have 250 people and you have one kevis. Or maybe two kvasim. It's Pachas Mishav Pruta. They don't have a chelik of a pruta in this kevis. They gave so little to start with. There's so many karbonas throughout the year. And there's so few of them, Yachasi, to the rest of the Jews, so they don't have a chelik of a Shavapruta. And the chiddush is that even a pachas mishavapruta was considered chelik. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, Chelkom lo yikubel lefanecha l'ratzen t'necheinu ish v'lo sochlenu. Let the fire leave it and not touch it. And therefore, in Pashtus, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was answered, and a tiny bit was left on the Mizbeach. So that's a wunder of a zach, a pel of a zach. That this less than Shavu Pruta is considered a chelek. What sort of chelek is less than a Shavu Pruta? So what's Pshat in Rashi? So said the Lubavitcher Rebbe in a Farbrengen in 1987 that the Ferish Lefi Pshuto that Al Tefen El Menchasim is referring to the Ktores. The reason Moshe Rabbeinu had to make this bakasha, make this request, is because Tefen El Menchasim that if Hashem does turn to their mincha, Hashem does accept what they bring, that's not a stira to Boker v'yoda Hashem es asher lo. Because even if he turns to their mincha, the fact that Aaron was the only one that came out of this alive and everybody else got lost, either they were burned, they were swallowed up, that clearly proves that the ish shebo Boker Hashem is Aaron. Like Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mishi Yevcharbo Yetze Chai, Kochem Ovdim, Rashi Tazayin Vav in our parsha. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to say to Hashem, Al Tefen Uchas, and others, in addition to Yod Hashem Sesher Lo, in addition to the fact that Hashem will tell us who belongs to him, who's his, who he chose, because Aaron's going to remain alive and they are not, still don't accept their carbon. To emphasize the negation of this machlokes and the challenge to the kun of Aaron. Ve'al pizeh yumtak diuk haloshen al teifen el menchosam. And now to kabel el menchosam. Because the bakasha of Moshe was not only that their mincha shouldn't be miskabel, and alachas kama v'kama that it shouldn't be miskabel beratzen, ad kedei kach that there should be an inyan of nachas ruach lefani shamarti v'nasir ritzoni, like Rashi says in Tzav Chof Tes, because ma'ikam mashulon, it's pashut. So not only is their mincha not going to be miskabel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't even turn to it at all, lo yifne aleim klal. And this will emphasize even more the shlilas hamachlokes, the negation of the machlokes, and the challenge to the kun of Aaron. And not only is Yoda Hashem is asher lo, by the fact that God will show us who belongs to Him, who He chose, ayidei zeh shenisrafu or nivlu, by the fact that they were burned or swallowed up. But not only that, but He's not even going to turn to their mincha, He's not even going to look at their mincha. To explain more, and the pasuk says, "Vayichar laMoshe ma'od ve'yomer el Hashem al teifen." In other words, the bakasha of al teichen el mencha, al teifen el menchasam, is beglal vayichar laMoshe ma'od. What does it mean, vayichar laMoshe ma'od? Rashi says, "Nitzar ad lemeod." Normally, vayichar is lashon kas. Here, it's lashon tzar. And the explanation is bepshitus that kas is shayach when they're rebelling against Hashem. Kamov Yichar Af Moshe, that it says Benogel Chayta Egel. But here, it's not Merida B'Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. Adarav, the Messiah Chamish Amish, Hektiru K'toris L'Hashem, and they did it Al Pitzivui Moshe. Zos Asu, Kulachem Machtos, Simo Aleim K'toris. So since the Fidaitim, they are fitting to be for the Kuna Gedola, the Tachas Hashem, Savodas Hashem, and not Aaron. They're supposed to be the Nesi'ei Dekriya Me'uraydan She'shem. They are the heads of the community. They're very Choshev Yid, and they're the Rashi Sanhedros. And therefore they were commanded to be Maktir, the Makri of the Ketores. And through that, Yodah Hashem is Asher Lo, God's going to choose who He wants. So there's not a Merida B'Hashem, and therefore there's no need of Kas. And therefore Rashi says, "Vayichar af l'moshe nitzar ad l'mod, u'mitzter al etzem ha'uvda shishnam ka'elu shemesupakim adayim b'pcherat Aaron l'kuna gedola." He had tzar in the very fact that those who have a suffix about the b'chir of Aaron to be kohen gadol. Because after everything that happened until now, that Moshe said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to appoint Aaron as kohen gadol, akamis ha'mishkan v'esh chedesh nisan. Everybody saw that there was Shuas Shechin and Aaron, and then they saw Shemakum bochar bo perish Rashi Shmini. Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Gimel. Hayitochein, could it be, Moshe Hatzar, that there's still those who are Mesubak, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't choose Aaron, He chose them, and therefore they want Kuna Gedola, and since he was Mitztar Ad Me'od, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, Al Teifen El Menchasam. Now even before the Bli and the Sreifa, it should become clear to all the Jewish people how much it's an upgefrekte Zach, it's completely Mushlal, can't be that they challenge the kun of Aaron. That even their ketores, that they were commanded to bring, because Yoda Hashem is Asher Lo, that's not going to be miskabel either. In other words, we're going to know Aaron was chosen. And also Hashem shouldn't turn to their ketores, shouldn't pay any attention to their ketores. Rashi says, "Lefi pshuto haktores shemakrivim lefanecha lamachar al teifen eleim." So Hashem shouldn't accept their ktores. We can add al derech halacha. That's the pshuto shel mikra should also be mut'am to the halacha. So v'nogel avos haktoris la'idei ha'chamishu masayim ish, the Rogatchover writes, This is in our Torah, on our Parsha, Tazayin Zayin. That the Chiyuv Shalem Hayavarak Bishvil Zed and Notel Gucholim in HaMizbeach. That their Chiyuv was because they took Gucholim from the Mizbeach. They took the coals from the Mizbeach. That was what their Chiyuv was for. But otherwise there was no problem of Avodah Bizar, of a non-Kohen doing the Avodah, as the Ragachever explains. So now we understand even better. If not for the tefillah of Moshe, for the bakasha of Moshe, al tefen el menchasam, don't accept their k'tores, we would think that Hashem would be pon el menchasam, if they were commanded to bring it. They did this al pitzivui Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zosach ukhu lechem machtos usim olem k'tores. And we'll see what's going on over here. So al pi halacha, they had every right to bring it. So Memela Moshe has to daven. It's not a problem of Avodah Bizar. They were told by Moshe to bring it. And we see this from the Siyum HaInyan, that after there was an Eish Yatzah Meis Hashem HaTochas HaChamish HaMasayim Mishim HaKvi VeHaKtores, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Amor Elazar Ben Aaron HaKoyen VeHomer Samachtos Bimena HaSreifa Ki Kadeshu. What does it mean, Ki Kadeshu? He says to take these pans, because they're holy. Rashi says, HaMachtos V'Asur Ba'ana Shvasom Kli Shares. They're Asur Ba'ana. They were made into Kli Shares. And make them into Rekuei Pachim Tzibui LaMizbeach. Make them as a covering to the Mizbeach. Why? Rashi says, Ki Krivim L'Fnei Hashem V'Ekdashu. Because they sacrificed them before Hashem, they became sanctified. So now we have a Kal V'Chomer. If the Machtos were holy, because they made him to Kli Shares for K'tores, the K'tores itself, Lachas Kam V'Kamu, is holy. So we understand that there is room that their K'tores should be Miskabel. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to have a different special tefillah. Al Tefen El Menchasam. However, the Perish Lefi Pshuto of Al Tefen El Menchasam, as referring to the K'tores, isn't so clear. It isn't so glad. It isn't so smooth. Because even though Al Tefen El Menchasam is not a steer to Yada Hashem as Hasher Lo, because they are not alive anymore and Aaron is, so he can still accept their Ketores. And Aaron will remain alive and will know who's chosen, so it's not a stira. Nevertheless, the very fact that Hashem Baruch Hu makabel their Ketores gives room to make a mistake, that there's room for their demand, that they also want Kuna Gadol. And the Raya is, when they were makabel the Ketores, then Avodah that Shaykh to the Kuna Gadola, their Mincha was miskabel. Rather, since Ein Lanu Ela Kohen Gadol Echad, Rashi Ala Pasuk, so you have to choose somebody, so it's going to be Aaron. And since that's the case, the Al Tefen El Menchasam is Davar HaMuchach Mitzad Etzem Enyan. Bitul HaMachlokas Al Kunas Aaron. This completely uproots any challenge. And the Raya is that even Ogelik Torahs that they were commanded to bring in order to test them, Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Makabel their Ketores, only of Aaron. And therefore we shouldn't need a special tefillah. So yes, the very fact that Hashem, if Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekabel their ktores, you would think that they have a taina. If it was accepted, but once Hashem, but Hashem has can only accept one. Which ktores? Who's going to be the special one? Has to be Aaron. So you don't really have to daven al tefen el menchasam, because it's muchuch mitzad etzem ha'inyan. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to choose Aaron because there's only one Kohen Gadol. So who's going to be the chosen one? Aaron. So if he would have accepted theirs, then you could make a mistake. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol can accept theirs, because there can be only Kohen Gadol Echad. So it has to be Aaron. So again, you don't need a tefillah of Al Teifin Al Menchasa. So originally we said Al Teifin Al Menchasa is not a stira. He could accept their mincha. And still Aaron is chosen. It's not a stira to the Yodah Hashem as a Sherlo that he chooses Aaron. So Moshe Ben had to give a special tefillah. But he really didn't have to offer this tefillah, because Kadosh Baruch Hu had to choose Aaron, because only one Kohen Gadol, it's going to be him, it's going to be Aaron, whose Ketores he accepts. And therefore Rashi adds another pshat, V'medrash omer, al teifin al menchasam, it's referring to their chelik in the Tamidei Tzibur. The chelik in the Tamidei Tzibur is an in bifnei atzma. It's not shaykh at all to the challenge and the kun of Aaron. Like the Ketores, which is a special avodah for Kohanim, this is not a special avodah for Kohanim. Tamidei Tzibur. Tamidei Tzibur for all Klal Yisrael. Everybody has a chelik in the Tamidei Tzibur. So this is definitely not no geir to the Bittel HaMachlokas and the challenge on the Kohuna. But nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Al Tevin Amon Chasam, Shafilu Chelkom B'Tamidei Tzibur Le'ikubel Aratzim, T'Nichenu Eishlo Sochlenu. In order to emphasize even more how serious it is to challenge the Kohuna. They lose their chelik in the Tamidei Tzibur, which they normally have a chelik in. So if you want to be part of Klal Yisrael, your makar for them to midei tzibur, you have to be careful with tachlis machlokas vera la kohuna. We connect this with the union of the geula. That everything should be connected to the geula. So the avodah of the ktores is only shayach to the kohanim. And nevertheless, in order to prove who's roi lekohuna, nitztavu kol hachamishu masayimish to be makdir ktores. Now it's to prove whether or not they're shayach to the kohuna. They had to do something that's only shayach to the kohuna. But if they're not kohanim, then how are they allowed to do that? The answer is that in order to make this examination, this test, they're allowed to do something that's shaykh to the kahuna in order to see who is shaykh to the kahuna. And if they're not, it's a one-time thing, you're allowed to test it out. And we find the same thing in Ogei Lamachos Beis David. It says in the Gemara that Eidusi Beis David Shkal Roi Lamachos Holamto V'chol Shena Roi Lamachos Ein Holamto. This Atar, the crown, is a testimony to Beis David. Anybody's royal malchus, the crown fits him. If he's not royal malchus, the crown doesn't fit him. But how do you check if the crown fits him? Maybe it doesn't fit him, and then you're using the crown against halacha. He's not allowed to be mishtamish b'keser ha-melech. The answer is, as a one-time thing, like the Gemara says, chad shayta bat klei begavein hog lamalchusu. That Rashi says, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Mimdalet, Sof Amid Aleph, that for one moment you're allowed to check a match, you're allowed to see if it works. In other words, you're allowed to do something that's shaykh to the kahuna in order to test if he's really the kohen, if it's shaykh to the malchus, to see if he's really the melech. So to here, we were allowed to do something that's shaykh to the kahuna, i.e. bring this ktores, to see if they're really kohanim. It's a one-time test, so we understand the two Perushim and Rashi. Number one, Al Tefen El Menchasam, because it's not a stira. It could be that he's going to choose Aaron. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to offer a special tefillah. Don't turn to their mincha. Don't accept their ktores, because even though Aaron's going to remain alive, in order to negate any machlokas, also don't accept their ktores. But then we said, but there's a tzad kiviyachol that Hashem has to accept their ktores, because there's only going to be Ein Lanu Ela Kohen Gadol Echad. So if who's going to be the one Kohen Gadol? It has to be Aaron. And therefore it's muchach that Al Tefen El Menchasam. Therefore Rashi adds another pshat to show you that if you're challenging the kahuna, you're not even a member of Klal Yisrael. Not only you're not a member, not shaykh to the ktores, which is something unique for kohanim, you're not even shaykh to tmidei tzibur. Let the fire not eat up there tmidei tzibur. We also saw chiddush, it's even less than shavu pruta. Okay, there's a lot more to say on this parasha, obviously. Feli sof, feli dai, but definitely some interesting inyanim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.